Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everybody. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 289, and we are starting off with this from the Fright Nights at the South Florida Scaregrounds in West Palm Beach. Do you have what it takes to be someone's worst nightmare? Join the Fright Nights cast and bring terror to life. Fright Nights casting call will be held at the I Think Financial Amphitheater on August 31st, beginning at noon. Bring two forms of ID and be ready to embody pure terror. For more information, email myfrightnights@gmail.com or visit myfrightnights.com/employment. We have some more hiring news, this time from the Fear Forest Haunted Attraction in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Want to be part of one of the best annual events or festivals in the valley? Love scaring people and getting paid to play hard? Fear Forest is seeking actors for the 2024 season. Join us at an informational meeting and interview on August 25th at 3 p.m. at Fear Forest, 6340 Oakshade Road in Harrisonburg. Applicants must be 16 or older with written parents' permission. Bring a driver's license and another form of ID to apply. Limited positions are available. Get more information at fearforest.net. We have still more hiring news, this time from Nashville Nightmares Haunted House in Nashville, Tennessee. We are now hiring for this Halloween season. If you're energetic, enthusiastic, and have a love for all things haunted, apply online to be scheduled for in-person interviews. Join a fun team and earn some extra cash before the holidays. All applicants must complete a background check. No costumes, makeup, or monologues necessary for your audition. Visit NashvilleNightmare.com/application for more information. We have this from the Brimstone Haunt in Wilmington, Ohio. Come work with us. Applications to join Brimstone Haunt are open. We're looking for actors, makeup artists, tractor drivers, concessions, ticket takers, parking, midway game attendants, and more. Join our team before opening day on September 13th. Apply now at brimstonehaunt.com/apply. Even more hiring news, this time from the Haunted Hoorah in Marion, Ohio. We're now recruiting actors and makeup artists. Join the Haunted Hoorah, Marion's top interactive haunted house. We're looking for actors. Love to scare? Bring our haunted house to life. Makeup artists, showcase your skills in horror makeup and special effects. Apply now at hauntedhoorah.com. We have this news from Pale Night Productions and Spirit Halloween Stores. We have a big announcement. Pale Night Productions Permablood is now available at Spirit Halloween. Yes, you heard that right. The Permablood you know and love is now on sale in 4-ounce bottles at Spirit Halloween. It will not be in every physical store, but it will be in some and is always available through their website. Get yours today at spirithalloween.com. We have some news from the Nightmare Realm haunted attraction in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Nightmare Realm is excited to announce that parking will be at Nightmare Realm this year. No more need to park at Paw Paw High School and bus over. You're thrown right into the horrifying experience the moment you leave your car. We know that some of you love the bus experience, so we have some surprises this year that are in addition to the Retribution show. This will give you more of the world of Cypress Hollow that you all crave. And don't forget, tickets are on sale throughout August for $5 off using the code SUMMERSALE24. Visit minightmare.com for more information. We have an update from the Tulsa HorrorCon coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Scream Queen Danielle Harris is known for her iconic roles in the Halloween franchise, the Hatchet series, and many, many more. Danielle also hosts the super hot podcast Talk Scary to Me alongside Scout Taylor Compton. Please help us welcome Danielle Harris to Tulsa's Horror Convention December 13th and 14th at the Cox Business Convention Center. Get your tickets now at ttownhorrorcon.com. And remember, kids 12 and under get in for free. Heading down to Texas, we have this from the J&F House of Terror in Garland, Texas. We're hiring. It's a great job for extra money for the holidays. Looking for actors, builders, makeup artists, security, ticket takers, and more. August through November, send us a message if you're interested. We're located at Firewheel Town Center Mall. More information at jandfhouseofterror.com. Staying in Texas, we have this from the Screams Haunted Attraction in Waxahachie. Scream's Halloween theme park is looking for friendly, enthusiastic, and outgoing individuals who are willing to deliver superior guest service. You must be at least 16 years of age to be eligible for most jobs, although some jobs may have higher age requirements. We have a variety of part-time job opportunities. It's a chance to make new friends and build relationships that will last a lifetime. We offer flexible scheduling, employee discounts, opportunities for advancement, and much more. With so many jobs to choose from, we're sure to have that one that's right for you. Apply today at screamspark.com/employment. We have this from the Haunted Swamp in Twin Falls, Idaho. The Haunted Swamp is the largest and best outdoor haunted attraction in southern Idaho, and we're looking for reliable, hardworking persons to work the Haunted Swamp and Magic Mountain. Call Gary at 208-280-2877 or visit facebook.com/Haunted Swamp Idaho for more information. We have this from the Casa Loca Haunted House in San Jacinto, California. We're pleased to announce our 8th season of scaring, spooking, and creating nightmares for those who are brave enough to come. We're looking for men and women to volunteer to join our cast. We'll be open October 10th through the 31st. Performances will be Thursday through Sunday. You do not have to perform at every show, but we'll also be having rehearsals on October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Start times for rehearsals and performance night will be 5 p.m. Show times will be 7 to 10 p.m. Ages 16 to 100 are encouraged to call and set up audition times. If you're under 18, please bring a parent with you. The auditions will be held at 2349 South San Jacinto Avenue in San Jacinto. Call 323-328-3618 to make an appointment. Or visit troopoflostsouls.com/casa-loca for details. That's troop with an E on the end. We have a little bit of news from Knott's Scary Farm in Buena Park, California. Care to take a seat at the table with the monsters of your nightmares? Our team is hiring blackout and guest control positions for Knott's Scary Farm. For more information and to apply for a position, visit our website, jobs.cedarfair.com/Knott's-Berry-Farm. And finally, we have this from the LA Haunted Hayride in Los Angeles. This year, keep the thrills coming with a season pass. For one price, visit Los Angeles Haunted Hayride as many times as your spooky heart desires. Passes pay for themselves in less than two visits and come with a ton of great perks. Pass holder benefits include unlimited flex entry for pass holders, 31% off ticket upgrades if you purchase on-site only, 31% off add-on gift experiences, again, on-site purchase only, 13% off companion tickets, again, on-site purchase only, 13% off the gift shop, on-site, and limited quantities are available, so you better act fast. Get more information at LosAngelesHauntedHayride.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger out here live at the Nashville HorrorCon in Nashville, Tennessee, checking out all the cool kids and one of the people I have been trying to get a chat with all day long but has always had fans out here is the three-time Academy Award-winning makeup artist, V. Neal. You may have seen her for many, many seasons on Face Off on the Sci-Fi Channel. Now some of those are on streaming services now, so you can go back and relive all those cool episodes. She did makeup for Beetlejuice, Lost Boys, and Pirates of the Caribbean, and Edward Scissorhands, and I don't have her IMDb page up, so I can't even tell you how many different movies. But V, it is an absolute delight to be able to sit down and chat with you for a moment.
Oh, thank you very much.
No doubt people are coming up to you and just asking tons of questions. I've watched just loads of people coming up, buying autographs, taking pictures with you. What are they most talking about? Are they talking about all your film work? Are they talking about the TV show? What are they always asking you about?
Well, it's usually like, oh, did you work on the new Beetlejuice movie? Or no, I did not.
You did not? Okay, I was going to ask you that because I did not know
or, the hey, where can I take my daughter to a school? You know, she really wants to be a makeup artist. Where's a good school to go to? Or, you know, any of the normal questions, like, are you going to do any more Face-Off? And, you know, all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, no and a no to both of those questions, unfortunately.
You know, it had a great run. But it was one of those shows where you had the best makeup artists available, and then after like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 seasons, there's not that many people out there. But
we were making our own makeup
artists.
Most of those people weren't even makeup artists
were they
on
not?
That show.
Well, I know
some
people
of them had totally different careers.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. I knew a lot of them had worked in, like, the haunted house industry, yeah. You know, folks who were, you know, maybe not in films or TV, but had done, like, little maybe independent work and stuff that people had just doodled around.
Oh, and no, there was like, prop makers, tattoo artists, people that just wanted to do it but hadn't really ever done it. Because they had to show a makeup that they did, and they would just throw something together to see if they could get on the show, and some of them made it on, and they were kind of learning as they went, you know.
And
but it was cool because all the kids helped each other, so
And the results were amazing for a lot of these people. You said some of these people weren't makeup artists. Well, you could have fooled us with a lot of the work that some of these people had churned out. And for lack of a better thing, it sounds like that show was responsible for maybe another generation of makeup artists, because so many people I know watch that show so religiously, especially in the haunted attraction industry. I know a lot of makeup artists at a lot of haunted houses, and they're like, shh, the show's coming on. So, you know, they're watching that, they're learning their tricks, they're learning their trades, and a lot of people I know were saying, you know, I kind of want to go to, like, Stan Winston, or I kind of want to learn from Tom Savini, or I kind of want to learn from some of these makeup artists how to do this. So, you know, I think you guys were partially responsible for that.
I think we were. I mean, I can't even tell you the amount of people that come up to me and say, you know, because of you and the Face Off show, I have become a makeup artist. And it's like, oh, my goodness. Well, groovy, you know. But that's, I mean, it's honestly, that's the truth. I mean, I would say, like, 7 out of 10 people that come up here, I started doing makeup because of watching you on the show.
It's one of those skills that almost anybody can take and pick up. You know, you can go to your local Halloween store during the season. You can pick up a makeup kit. You can start following instructions. There's videos everywhere. But then there's that next level that I see a lot of people just seem really hard to break into. I've been doing makeup for, oh gosh, 2002, maybe? God, over 20 years. I am nowhere near that talent that these people have been doing. I mean, it just astonishes me, the people who can absolutely take it to that next level and above, and especially, you know, seeing these things on TV, and especially after you've said tattoo artists and prop makers who were not makeup artists. I'm like, ah! It just tells me I have so much more to learn.
Well, you know, a lot of them, they were artists to begin with. They're some sort of an artist. So just because you didn't do makeup, it's like in the old days, I was telling when I did the panel this morning, all those makeup artists pretty much that were started out in the early days were all fine artists. So they could all paint and everything, and that's why they could do makeup. Because they certainly weren't making themselves up. They didn't wear makeup.
That,
so
that is true.
You know, but they knew how to paint. So
That's a very good point. I hadn't really thought about that. And, you know, I have spent many an hour in front of the bathroom mirror sticking latex on, sticking cotton swabs, stipple pad, just trying to experiment and make that kind of stuff. So I love the fact that there was an actual show out there that did that, and I think it did wonders for the haunted attraction industry, because over the years that show was on and beyond, I have actually seen a marked increase in the quality of makeup at haunted attractions. You know, a lot of times it was just throw a latex mask on them and throw them in the corner and jump out and stuff, but now I'm seeing elaborate airbrushing, elaborate makeup jobs, especially with queue line characters and characters that have a very large presence out there. And again, that is a lot in part to makeup artists like yourselves, makeup artists like, you know, all the other folks who work in Hollywood and on TV and in movies and other things, and shows like Face Off. So, you know, congratulations and thank you to that for continuing to keep the traditions going in the haunted house industry.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, I met you in, I want to say maybe 2016 at Scare LA, and you were busy then. You were talking to a lot of people. How much work are you doing these days? Are you still just constantly barraged by people saying, I need you to come work on this and work on that?
I am retired.
Really? I did not know
I'm
that.
I'm doing a really poor job of it. I'm actually coming out of retirement this year to go do a little film with some friends of mine. So that's going to be fun. A little horror film.
So are you doing mostly like conventions nowadays and sharing your stories and stuff like that?
I also have a school, so I teach. So I've been teaching, and I mentor a lot of people, so I help people with their projects that they're doing. So I also write for Fangoria magazine. So, I mean, I'm always busy doing something. I've always got some sort of crazy project going on. And this year I'm going to Europe to teach for a month at a school in Vienna, and then I'll go to Krylon, and I'm also doing the prosthetic event in London. And so I'm pretty busy.
This doesn't sound like retirement to me. You're supposed to be like at a beach somewhere with your toes in the water and a drink in your hand.
That's not going to work. No. You know, you retire, you die, you know, basically.
There you go. Stay busy and all that.
Yeah, stay busy.
So for people wanting to follow your career or maybe where you might be making appearances at other conventions down the line, is there a website or a social media where people can say, hey, V. Neal's going to be at this convention or that convention so they can chat with you and buy an autograph or anything like that?
I do have a gal that does my social media. Unfortunately, I'm really bad about telling her what I'm doing. I'll always send her pictures after the fact, but as far as what my schedule is coming up, maybe I should have her do that. That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
But you can follow me on Instagram at TheRealV.
And that's
And I'm also on Facebook, but I think everything that goes from Instagram also goes directly to my Facebook as well.
How many of the people from the show do you still keep up with? Do you chat with people or do you meet up with people at all? Or is it just kind of the show's over, we all went our separate
ways? I think we just sort of all run into each other at different conventions or like at the makeup stores or something. I'll run into somebody. But, yeah, it's not like and it's not for wanting to do it. It's just I'm so dang busy. I don't have time to hang out with everybody because I've got a whole group of people that I mentor, so I'm always busy with them doing stuff, and it's just, you know.
You gotta love retirement. You're busier now than you were then.
I don't even know how I had time to work.
Work gets in the way of your retirement, quote unquote. Once again, folks, Instagram, TheRealV, that is V-E for V. Neal. It is a delight and a pleasure to speak to you back again on The Big Scary Show after almost a decade. Check out her Instagram page, and if you're on Facebook, I believe it goes down to that. Again, thank you for taking the time out of your very, very busy schedule and very busy.
May I say one more thing?
Please do.
Next March 14th, I am hosting my own... Yes, let's grab that.
Thank you for reminding me.
I almost forgot. How could I forget?
I wanted to talk to you about this.
I am hosting my own convention called V. Neal's Vampire Weekend, and it's March 14th through the 16th in Burbank, California at the Marriott Airport Burbank.
And there is a website, vneovampireweekend.com. It sounds like it's going to be a weekend filled with celebrities, Q&A sessions, panel discussions, I'm sure photo ops, I'm sure there will be makeup demos, and an awful lot of vampires. I just have a feeling that there might be a few there.
I hope there's tons.
Hollywood vampires notwithstanding.
We also will have we're having the mobile, so we can donate blood.
Oh, Bloodmobile.
Yeah, we're having a Bloodmobile there, so people can donate blood.
Or have a snack, maybe?
Depending.
I'm O positive for any vampires out there. But by the way, go check out V. Neal, V-E-N-E-I-L-L, VampireWeekend.com, the Marriott Burbank Airport. That's a really nice little airport to fly into. March 14th through the 16th next year for V. Neal's Vampire Weekend. Check her out on the Instagram at TheRealV. And V. Neal, again, thank you for bringing this up because I forgot all about that to ask for you.
I forgot until I looked over there.
And once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, chatting with the lovely and extremely talented V. Neal here at the Nashville HorrorCon in Nashville, Tennessee for The Big Scary Show. And I am out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.